This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal in really our first game week kind of situation for him and the Gulls as they will be opening up Saturday at St. Lawrence. So, Coach, welcome. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. My voice is back a little bit better than before during training camp. So, yeah, it's good to be back game week now.
That's right. So football starts, as we mentioned, this Saturday at St. Lawrence. So what can you give us an update on this past weekend scrimmage that you had with Worcester State?
Well, it was very interesting. We had about 20 lightning delays. We went out there Friday late afternoon, supposed to go around 4, and it started downpouring when we got there, and then it delayed, and we tried to get off the bus, and there was another lightning strike, and then we went in the locker room, and then there was another lightning strike, and we warmed up in the gym. So it was great, though. Our players were adapting, you know, they're saying sudden change could happen in a game. So that stuff you really can't mimic, and we had to mimic by default. Went out, warmed up 2 or 3 times, but we ended up having a shorter scrimmage as the night went on. Got a lot of young guys, some college reps the first time, so that was most important.
What do you try to do in that first scrimmage other than dodge the lightning? But what are you trying to do?
I think mainly just try to get guys, for us, guys that don't have any experience, some experience, or if any guys change positions, see how they react. I mean, I think everybody wants to hit somebody different at that point. But at the same time, as a coach, you have to understand is, okay, if he's a 3-year starter, you know, maybe limit him because the backup hasn't gotten experience. So now he at least gets some experience before the season starts if he needs it. So I think that's kind of how we look at it.
Yeah, as your last scrimmage actually before the game week starts here, not your first scrimmage as such. Paul, what about, let's just jump to offense, defense, just a couple of key skill positions, and what can you share with us with names and updates as far as players?
Well, I think, you know, Shane Alward's one of our leaders on offense. He was, you know, rookie of the year last year as a captain, as a sophomore, returning captain. Kyle Saccone, Mike Avizes, 2 linemen. Mike got a little hurt last year. He's back. 2 anchors of our offensive line. Then you got Anthony Bracamonte, who got hurt in the first conference game. He's back as well. So I think we're actually more younger offensively last year, so we do return a good core of guys that have some depth. And we played 3 quarterbacks last year, so it's been a great competition during camp.
Yeah. And any defensive notes to share with us, key positions?
Obviously, our 2 leaders are our safeties, Joe Padge and Tyler Davis. Tyler Davis come back for his 5th year. Captain as well, been a leader for the last couple years. Colin Maropoulos, Hector Johnson, 2 defensive ends have been great. You know, Colin was returning, I think he was 4th in the nation with sacks, so all eyes will be on him.
Yeah. Right, let me fire the last couple of questions about you about St. Lawrence. So what can you tell me? What is the game preview? And what is this game about with St. Lawrence on Saturday?
I think it's a little different this year than last year. I think last year we both teams kind of was unknown. I think this year each team has at least a game on each other, plus we come out of the COVID year. You know, we travel there. It'll be, you know, a long trip for us. But at the same time, we had a couple long trips last year. I think that if you ask our team, they'll say it was kind of more of a bonding trip. It's been good motivation during camp to tell guys, like, hey, if you want to keep working hard, you're on the bus or why you're not on the bus. It's not just a home game and everybody dresses. But I think first games are always one of the tougher games in the year. Not to say games aren't tough, but because each team had all spring and preseason, maybe changed some of their identity or some we had coaching changes, they had coaching changes. So, you know, it usually takes a little while to figure out what each team's going to do.
What would their strength be? What would you say the St. Lawrence strength would be?
They have – defensively, a lot of returners on defense. The defensive lineman, their captain. The linebackers are back. A lot of secondaries back. So, obviously, defense, you know, is one of their strengths offensively. They have some new old linemen, but I think, you know, they have some experience back there with the running back receiver skill position. So, and then Coach, he's been there for a while, too.
All right, I got to ask you one last question, Coach. Since the last time I've seen you, you look a bit different. So, what can you tell me about the hair?
I don't know. Maybe it was something I just kind of did during COVID like everybody else, and I didn't have an excuse not to get it. I just kind of went with it, and I think it goes with the whole beach theme. So I'm probably more afraid to cut it now because I don't know what's underneath it. But I don't know. The players like it, and it's been working.
Yeah, sounds good. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck this Saturday.
Thank you, Bill. Good to see you.
Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott head football coach. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.